This is Radio Nepal. I am S.N. Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli secures more than two-third majority of trust votes from House of Representatives. 188 votes cast in favour of Prime Minister's vote of confidence motion. Prime Minister Oli pledges to investigate corruption scams and irregularities bringing offenders to justice. Chief Ministers of Lumbini and Bagmati provinces resign. Bagmati province chief calls for government formation by Tuesday. And Bangladesh Supreme Court scraps controversial job quota system after nationwide unrest that caused deaths of more than 100 people. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has secured more than two-third majority of trust votes from the House of Representatives. Prime Minister Oli received 188 votes in the 275-member lower house of the Federal Parliament. A total of 263 members participated in the vote of confidence motion. 74 members voted against the Prime Minister's vote of confidence motion, while one stayed neutral. The CPN-UMO, the Nepali Congress, the Janamat Party, the Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal, and the Loktantrik Samajwadi Party, and some independent lawmakers voted in favour of Prime Minister Oli. Prime Minister Oli presented the proposal in accordance with the Article 76 and Sub-Article 4 of the Constitution. Earlier, addressing the House session, the Prime Minister pledged to investigate the corruption scams and irregularities reported at any period, prosecuting those responsible for them. The Prime Minister also expressed commitments to taking appropriate decisions regarding the misappropriation of cooperative funds, ensuring that those responsible for the fraud will be brought to justice. Similarly, Prime Minister Oli has said the formation of the government aims to dispel disappointment prevailing among the citizens. The Prime Minister pledged to increase the state's capacity for expenditures and delivering to the people's expectations while ending anomalies in the development sector and promoting financial discipline. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress President and former Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba said the two major political parties, the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UMO, aspired for a stable and strong government. Backing a proposal put forth by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli in the House of Representatives meeting for seeking a vote of confidence, Deoba said the formation of the present government aimed to promote stability, achieve rapid economic development, create jobs and accelerate the physical infrastructure development. According to the Nepali Congress President, the Constitution's amendment is a usual procedure in democracy and the consensus of all parties will be sought, provided that the Constitution is amended ahead. The Supreme Court has forwarded the writ petition against the appointment of K.P. Sharma Oli to the Constitutional Bench. The single bench of Justice Balkrishna Dhakal today forwarded the writ petition to the Constitutional Bench stating it needed a serious constitutional interpretation. Advocates Sailendra Kumar Gupta, Deepak Adhikari and Khagendra Prasad Chapagai filed the writ petition on the 15th of July against the appointment procedure, calling it unconstitutional. The chief ministers of the Lumbini and Bagmati province have resigned from their post. Addressing the Lumbini province assembly today, Chief Minister Jokh Bahadur Mahara resigned from his post. The Lumbini province government fell into minority after the CPN-UML withdrew its support to the provincial government after the change in the ruling power equation in the federal government. CPN-UML Chief Whip Tulasi Prasad Chaudhary said CPN-UML and Nepali Congress have begun the process of forming the government following the resignation of Chief Minister Mahara. He said the preparations are going on to propose the claim under the leadership of CPN-UML Parliamentary Party leader Leela Giri. Meanwhile, Chief Minister of Bagmati Province Salikram Jamkatil also resigned from the post today. He announced his resignation in a meeting of the Bagmati Province Assembly today, citing that a minority government led by him decided to step down. With the resignation of the Chief Minister Jamukatil, the name of the parliamentary party leader from the Nepali Congress, Bahadur Singh Lama, has been confirmed for the position. The parliamentary party meeting held in Hetauda today decided to make Lama the candidate of the Chief Minister. Likewise, Bagmati Province head Yadav Chandra Sharma has called on provincial members and political parties to stake claim for the designation of the Chief Minister. Province head Sharma announced to stake claim for individual for the Chief Minister by 5 PM on Tuesday. You're listening to Radio Nepal Now. It's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiyan, mutton khana 200 rupiyan. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Nepali students have started returning home from Bangladesh in the aftermath of the ongoing student protest there. The spokesperson of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Amrit Rai, said that 57 students landed at Tribhuvan International Airport in Kathmandu today. The students returned home from Inam Medical College at Sawar Region and other places of Bangladesh. The ministry officials welcomed the students at the airport. The ministry is facilitating the return of the students willing to come back home. Likewise, 340 Nepali students have returned to Nepal from Bangladesh through the Kakarbhitta transit point on the eastern border of the country in the last 3 days. The 42nd Memorial Day of the first elected Prime Minister Bibi Koirala has been celebrated today by organizing various programs across the country. Koirala was born on 24th of Nepali month Bhadra in 1971 Bikram Sambat. Koirala was the founder of the Nepali Congress. He established his fame as a proponent of the principles of nationalism, democracy and socialism, and national reconciliation. Koirala was the first elected Prime Minister of Nepal in 2016, Bikram Sambat, after the parliamentary elections of 2015, Bikram Sambat. Likewise, the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation also organized a program to distribute the BP Koirala National Award at the Prime Minister's residence in Palwatar. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Bangladesh top court has scrapped most of the quotas on the government jobs that had sparked violent clashes across the country that have killed more than 100 people. According to Al Jazeera, the Supreme Court ordered that the quota for veterans' relatives should be cut to 5%, with 93% of jobs to be allocated on merit. The remaining 2% will be set aside for members of ethnic minorities and transgender and disabled people. A third of public sector jobs had been reserved for the relatives of veterans from the country's war for independence from Pakistan in 1971. Sunday's verdict comes after weeks of demonstrations, mostly led by students, that turned deadly on Tuesday after groups linked to the Awami League attacked protesters. Campaigners have accused the police of using unlawful force against protesters. The government has not yet responded to the ruling. Student groups responsible for organizing the protests have welcomed the Supreme Court's decision but decided to press on with demonstrations until their key demands are met, including the release of those jailed and resignations of the officials responsible for the violence. At least 64 people were killed and 105 injured in Israeli attacks across Gaza in past 24 hours. The Al Jazeera cited Gaza-based health ministry as saying many victims are still under rubble and on roads with civil defense crews not able to reach them. Meanwhile, in Yemen, at least 6 people were killed and 83 injured, with 3 more people missing in Israeli air attacks that hit on oil storage facility and power plant in Hodeidah port city. Attacks come as countries call for an end to Israel's occupation of Palestinian territory following a landmark International Court of Justice ruling. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Koshi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandak Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudarpashchim Province and at a few places of Madhes Province. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at few places of Sudarpashchim Province and chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Koshi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli secures more than two-third majority of trust votes from House of Representatives. 188 votes cast in favour of Prime Minister's vote of confidence motion. Prime Minister Oli pledges to investigate corruption scams and irregularities bringing offenders to justice. Chief Ministers of Lumbini and Bagmati provinces resign. Bagmati province chief calls for government formation by Tuesday. And Bangladesh Supreme Court scraps controversial job quota system after nationwide unrest that caused deaths of more than 100 people. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.